T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go back to Boston, where we just caught up with his head coach, Steve Kerr. Now it's time for Draymond Green to pick up the microphone. Always good to talk to him here on 95.7 The Game. Draymond, congratulations. Nice win last night in Toronto. Way to spoil Drake night and way to crap all over his boots after the game. Nice job.
Appreciate it. It was a good night, man.
Now, I really wasn't paying attention to the boots. What was wrong with them?
They were terrible. The style was awful. It was just bad, really bad. I wasn't a big fan of him at all, as you could tell.
I'll tell you what I did respect, though. His Doris Burke T-shirt was kind of hot.
That was a dope shirt, but the boots threw the whole outfit off.
I'm glad you're all over these things. Did it motivate you guys to come together? I saw you hop over Durant's, or whose back was it? It was Andre's back last night, and you really did. You put the law square on the boots.
Yeah. I told him when the game first started, we was breaking the huddle, and he was talking junk. And the first thing I noticed was his boot. And I'm like, dude, your boots are terrible. So the whole game, he was trying to talk junk, and I just kept referring back to his boots.
You know, is this when it happens? Is that a good thing to be talking not just with the guys you're competing against, but with somebody who's sitting courtside? Does it motivate you, or are you afraid that it would distract you, or have you guys got this and we just need to shut up and let you have a little fun?
Oh yeah, it's all fun and games. At the end of the day, it's definitely not going to distract you. It's more fun, and I mean, I don't really think guys need that motivation. But if you want to call it that, you can. Obviously, when you're talking junk to somebody, you hit a shot, or they're talking junk or something. Like for instance, Steph kept looking back at him when he went on like that 9. Then you get to talk, but it's not. I wouldn't necessarily say motivation.
What is happening with your cell phone? Are you dropping it every 30 seconds or something? What's wrong?
No, is it going out?
A little bit. It sounds like there's a little popcorn happening. But I just think it's good now. It's good now. Just freeze and let's talk for a minute here with Draymond Green at the Golden State.
Probably not very good service.
That's all right. Was last night's second quarter the best all-around quarter of basketball that you guys played this year, or was that the fourth quarter against Phoenix?
I think last night's second quarter was definitely the best all-around because it was from start to finish. You know, we were down 7 points going into that quarter. They had all the momentum going their way. And, you know, that second unit that was out there to start the quarter off really got it going on both ends of the basketball, on both sides of the basketball. And once they got it going, you know, when we came back in, we picked up right where they left off at and pushed the lead up to, I think, 16 at one point. And so I'd have to say that one just because everybody who stepped on the floor was on cue and contributed something. And like I said, we went from down 7, I think up, 14 at the end of that quarter. It was pretty good.
I asked Steve what you guys did in that late-night practice when you got to Toronto, and I know the practice the next morning was optional. What from that practice worked well that you turned around and used in the game?
We did go over a lot of our set. You know, really just trying to brush up on those things to make sure we're executing better. I think in a practice like that, it's not so much of what you do more so than getting up and down, you know, getting off a 5-hour flight and, you know, you want to get up and down, get the blood flowing and, you know, get some shots up after sitting on a flight for that long. I think it's more so about that than anything. And so that was important for us to really get ourselves going and, you know, kind of run that flight out of you a little bit because it get a little brutal after, you know, sitting on a 5-hour flight.
It's a lot easier to fly down to Boston after that. And how about the fact that the schedule makers, like, obviously are just like, would love to see what happened last year happen again. You guys go to Boston before heading to Milwaukee on a back-to-back where you guys took your first loss last season. Did you happen to notice that one when the schedule came out?
I did notice it, just because you always look, you know, for those long East Coast trips. And this one isn't that long. It's only 6-7 days. But you always look at those trips, and immediately when we looked at, well, and I know when I looked at this one, I noticed, like, oh, we got a back-to-back, and it's Boston to Milwaukee. And that was the first loss, so I definitely noticed it.
Okay, so here's the best joke I think you guys can pull before tip-off. You need to go to the Celtics team store and customize a Celtics Klay Thompson jersey and have it hanging in his locker before the game.
Hey, that's funny. I know they'd like that. I don't think we'd like that too much as a team, you know, but I think it definitely would be a pretty funny joke. But you just never know how people react to certain things. So I'll leave that one where it's at. But, you know, we get the win and we can make fun of it.
Absolutely.
But we got to get the win first.
Look at it this way. We joked about it with your coach, and he didn't even touch it with a 10-foot pole. He says, I can't even joke about it. It might become a story tomorrow if I do. So he just passed on it. But hopefully you guys will run past the Celtics. They're a very good up-and-coming basketball team. They were a handful for you guys. They got one of the rare wins at Oracle Arena last year. What makes them such a tough check?
I mean, they're a very versatile team. They got, you know, a couple great defenders in Jay and Avery, who kind of gets everything going on at it, you know, the floor for them. And then IT, you know, one of her best scorers, I think, you know, in the league. And, you know, he can really get it going. He gets to the foul line. He, you know, he can take control of a game with his scoring. And when you got guys like that, you know, it makes up for a good team. Now, I had Al Horford. No, I think that'll help them out a lot. I'm not sure. I haven't gotten a chance to watch him play over the last couple of games. I'm not sure if he's back from that concussion yet. But, you know, because we haven't went over any Boston scouting reports or anything yet. But, you know, they got some very good pieces in place. And, you know, a very good coach. And Brad Stevens, who's, you know, was very good at the college level and has been continuing to get better and better and better each year at the pro level. So, you know, when you got those ingredients, it makes for a very competitive team.
Let me tell you, as a Hoosier, I was happy to see him get out of the state of Indiana, man. He had way too much talent going to Butler instead of IU. Hey, you guys are averaging 125 almost over your last five games, 30 assists a game at least, shooting 50% on the floor. I see you're on pace for like 66, 67 wins right now. Can we put the "are the Warriors gelling" conversations to rest? This looks pretty darn well gelled to me.
I mean, I don't ever think it was really a conversation anyway. It's always a conversation that people are going to try to make. And I honestly don't think it'll stop at any point this year.
It won't.
We lose one game and they'll say, oh, can they gel together? So, I don't really care if they put it to rest or not. It's funny because all those numbers are great and we're nowhere near. I mean, it's not even close to where we're going to be. So it's actually exciting to me to, you know, actually know all those things and see how, you know, the offense and all those things are coming together. But yet knowing, like, we're not even close to how good we're going to be.
I think we're going to see someone else hit 13 threes in a game. One of my season predictions is at one point in time, the Warriors will hit 30 threes as a team in a single game. I think it happens once this year. I think you guys get north of 150 this year in regulation at some time, too, when this all starts clicking.
Well, I mean, that would be incredible, and those are some great predictions. I'm not sure if we can hit them, but it would be nice to do.
By the way, your mom, who has been joining the morning show, was talking about you and the direction your life could have gone in. Can I play you a 30-second cut from your mother and then have you react to it, Draymond?
Definitely.
Here she is.
Whenever he got off track, I was the one that put him back on track to let him know, remember what you dreamed, remember what you hoped for. This was his dream. So you're going to get there if you stay on this course. But if you go this way, you're going to be like everybody else that's playing basketball at the park. You
sure.
know, we got all these playground legends. That's, you know, they were you at one time. And I would just always show him those things, you know. In our community, it was a bunch of people, bunch of guys that were great at basketball. That's why no one thought that, oh, it was going to be Dre, because these guys were great.
She's talking about the playground legends. And look, this game, I don't know what separates the good from the great, from the amateur, from the pro. Focus, dedication, your mom was onto it. What separated you from being the best playground basketball player there was to being one of the best NBA players there is?
I think, number one, I had, dreams and goals that I really wanted to happen, and being the competitive person that I am, I would do anything possible, to do whatever I to make that happen. And then I had great support system. It wasn't just my mom, as much as she was there and as much as she was on me. And my mom would be the first to tell you, she has some great people, to help her with us, and raising us. And, whether it was my grandparents, my uncle, my dad, the Dumars family, who's been a huge, huge factor in my life, my high school coach, my college coach, my AAU coach. Like, I've had some great people throughout my life that's just been positive people to look to, positive people that I can listen to. A guy like Lamar Woodley, who made it to the NFL and came back and showed me the way, literally taught me everything, told me every story, that he went through, and, things to look out for so it wouldn't happen to me. Having a guy like that was incredible. My older brother, who was always a positive example for me, who taught me how to be on time for everything when, growing up, I would make him late for school and he would leave me, and just taught me the importance of being on time. I've had so many people in my life that, if I sat here and named every one of them, like, we'd be on the phone all day. And yet, my mom was definitely a huge influence. But I've been blessed, by the grace of God to have some great people in my life to show me the way.
Great answer, man. Look, good luck against Boston tomorrow. Have a good road trip. Keep doing your thing. Always good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us as always. Your final question. After the supervillains balloon party, did you take the balloons down and suck the helium?
No, I didn't. I'm not sure who did, but I did.
Good to talk to you, Draymond, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. Draymond Green here on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.